come in the fullness of praise to your Son in his beloved precious name, Jesus. Lord, thanking you so that you've graced us this morning to be called the sons of God. Lord, thank you for the life that lives in us, the beautiful Lamb of God. Thank you, God, that we are brand new. Thank you that we rejoice, Lord God, that he nailed the law and the ordinances to the cross. They were against us. And now whom he has made free is free indeed. Lord, I thank you where there is no law, there is no sin. Lord, we do. We just love you for the liberty that we have in you. And Lord, we thank you, God. It's caused us to believe the depth of your truth, because that faith, it works by love. And Lord, how the Holy Ghost has caused us to know the depth of the love of Christ. And Lord, we're here to know more. We're here to grow more. We're here to praise you more. We're here to be more joyful and more full, Lord God, of your Spirit. And we're thankful, Lord, that this is your will and it's your purpose. And here we are, so privileged, God, to be called, to be chosen, justified, glorified. The inheritance, as you said, it's been given. Lord, cause us to lay hold of all that you've given. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles today to 1 Samuel, we'll start in 1 Samuel chapter 15. We come to a place where King Saul, just sadly, with what God has shown him, revealed to him, done for him, placed him in the position that God had for him, all of those things, but yet he still goes out in his own strength. He's still going to do more. He still believes that his thoughts and his ways and his judgment and the way that he sees things in life is even more than what the love and the grace of God can do. And we come to such a statement and such truth for our lives in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. Here the prophet speaks to Saul. It says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So you think about Israel, you think about how God graced them to have these things that the Lord so divinely gave them to magnify him, to magnify his son that would come and fulfill all of the ordinances that were given. But yet, the Lord is speaking here such depth to those of the Old Testament and to us, even in the New, what he really is after. It's not the sacrifices. It's not the burnt offerings. It's not going through the motions, saints. It's not following the word of God to be good or righteous or making sure that every box of the law is checked off in your account. What did God encourage me as I traveled this week? That I know this. That he brought this to my life. That grace, praise the Lord. And it's been all grace all my life. That all truth in love, praise God, has been all my life. I thank the Lord that he has protected me like that. I'm so thankful that the Lord has protected our lives, truly, because of this truth, from bitterness, from coldness. I thank God that we don't have to go the way of the legalists. I thank the Lord that he drew us to love his grace and his mercy. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't love his grace and mercy. Because this is what, praise God, that the Lord has deemed to preach in this place is to the lovers of his grace and his mercy. That's the true worshiper that worships him, that draws nigh in fervent love to kiss him. Praise the Lord. In spirit and in truth. I'm so grateful to God for the Holy Ghost, aren't you? Oh, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to be able to praise him in that beautiful language that he gives us. The evidence, praise the Lord, that comes forth. The praise in our lips, where the mind shuts off. And yet we go to a whole different realm in being able to praise the Lord. Thanking the Father, speaking mysteries to him. Oh, and I love speaking the mystery to him that he's revealed to us. I'm going to marry your son. I'm ready for him. All the grace that you've given, Father, I stand arrayed in all the riches of your glory. You see me in the radiance, praise the Lord, of only what the word of your grace can do. A masterpiece that has been built and set apart, truly only for the master's use. I stand before him. His scepter, praise God, is brought forth. And all he says is, what's yours is mine. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Praise God. Now see, brothers and sisters, we know we've entered in beyond that. That we know that, praise God, it's not for a future time. It's now. Oh my, have you taken that place where he's already seated you in the heavens in Christ? Are you truly seated with him, praise God, at the very right hand of the Father? Are you seated there, praise God, readying with your bridegroom? Oh, we're about ready to be handed the throne of glory. Together, praise the Lord. Oh, the grace of God that is with me. I'm not ashamed of his gospel. I'm not ashamed of the promises of God, sis. I'm delirious, praise the Lord, in his love. I believe his word. I don't believe he's a God that can lie. I believe that his promises are yea and amen. I believe that he is able to perform the good work which he's begun in me. I believe that he will finish it. I believe he will perfect that which concerns me. I believe that all things work together for good to them because I love God. Because I'm called according to his purpose. Praise God. Do you know what I'm talking about? I believe you do because he's talking about you. Amen. Now, what does he tell us that's better here? What is really pleasing to God? If it's not our actions or our duty or our robotic responses to the word of God, what is he after? Well, he tells us to obey and hearken. Obey and hearken. That word obey, if you look it up, it means to hear. Isn't that something? All he wants you to do is hear him. Do you know the voice of your beloved bridegroom? Do you hear him skipping over the hills? What does he tell you? I love you, doesn't he? Do you hear the Lord tell you anything else than he loves you? Well, I'll tell you what, that's all he can tell you. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. He wrote that in every line. Praise God. Every bit of his language is love because God is love. Get it? It's the most simple thing. We rejoice so many weeks back. Oh, a new commandment I give. Summed up in one word. Love. Praise God. Thank him for that. Hear and listen. Isn't that glorious? You know, when you really do love somebody, you hear them and you listen. You listen to their heart. You want to listen to their words, and especially the one that you know loves you more than anything. Didn't you love to listen and hear words that were spoken to you of somebody that really loved you? I told you many times I'd run to that. I couldn't hear her speak because we didn't have, well, first of all, cost way too much money to phone call back then. Ask my dad. So we wrote letters. It wasn't anything more I wanted to get than
to that love letter. And there's a love letter every day in that box. There was. There's a love letter in here every moment. Lord, help my heart to want to get there. Amen. Help me to want to go and let it be the desire of my life. Let me want to hear you and listen. Be still, not toil. Stand back and watch your mighty hand, knowing that you're going to make it right. It's come to that. I finally surrendered. God has done and made it right in everything in my life. Everything. I'm learning to wait on him, and even when I don't want to wait, he makes me wait. People want things to, oh, you should do this. You should tell that person this. You should go in there and make that go away. I'm learning to wait on God. We encourage each other in the truth. But you know what? God will make it right. Always does. And especially for his beloved. Especially to his love, his fair one. He takes care of you, doesn't he? He really does. It's marvelous all this time, all the way that we've gone. And there's nothing like knowing that you're cherished by the heart of the Savior. There's nothing better. Now, as we would read this, and sadly, I think sometimes we try to read it as Christians, even as a natural man, instead of allowing the Spirit to read this to us. But you'd read this and you'd think that the man who would act upon the word of God and went and did it for everybody to see how good he was, that's the man that God would delight in, but that's not who God delights in. He delights in the one that hears him and listens to him. He delights in that little widow and her mite. He delights in the man that bowed his head and struck his chest and said, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm not a good man. I need your mercy. And he went to his home that day very glad. I'm going to go home today real glad. I'm glad I go home glad. And I'm glad for you. Because you go home the same way. You look mighty good in them riches of glory, sisters. Aren't you glad he brought us this way? Just think where we could have been. Think of what we could have been hearing. Think of what we could have been missing. Oh, everything, brother. Everything. Everything. The only thing, the one thing. The mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's chosen each and every one of us to have it. He has. He's given that word to you. He's given it. He didn't have you to hear other things. This. Now, it's not the one who says that I'm better than that guy. He doesn't delight in the one that says, well, I did it right, and you didn't. And you know those ones. Those are the ones that were criticizing Jesus. Oh, if you knew who she was, you wouldn't let her touch you. His own disciples. Well, Lord, you got to remember, she's a Samaritan. What are you going to do going over to be with her? How could you take company with that? I've had Christians, and I'm talking about close ones, that tried to deny people to come down to take the Lord's Supper. Don't you ever hesitate to do in remembrance of what he's done for you. He's made you worthy. He calls you now his son. You're his beloved. Praise God. I don't call you servants. You're my friends. He doesn't want us to hesitate. He wants us to partake, doesn't he? Saints, I'll tell you what. When we really, really get this, when we really, really fall in love with him, we're going to be so full of grace and mercy. So full of grace and mercy that you're going to quit patting yourself on the back. You think so, huh? You think you get so full of grace and mercy, then you quit attacking others? Huh? Oh, I pray we're there. Come on. Attacking others with condemnation and instead of receiving them in love? I wrote here, we need to get God's agenda. And his agenda is about a heart of love. Not the agenda of how great I think I am because of who I am. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know you're nothing and he's everything? Do you really know that? I mean, really, do you know that? Do you know you have nothing to bring except the Lamb? Do you really, really, really realize that? Do you know that's all I could bring in here today? I just brought you the Lamb. It's right here, a few little lines on this piece of paper. Yeah. Just looking at the elect of God out here again today. Is that your life? We're called to attention today, aren't we? Huh. Right. Sometimes we get a little bit distracted. That's okay. We're sheep. I've fished with them. They bump into each other. They get tangled up in fences. But you know, that shepherd was right there. Couldn't see him. But sometimes I'd see him on that horseback going back behind the trees and all. I know the shepherd. We never leave his eye. Now, sacrifices and burnt offerings, they're robotic actions. Most have that to God's word. I don't want to be a robot to God's word. I don't. Mm-mm. No, you don't either. The Lord desires a heart that hearkens. Do you know that the Lord has enough servants? He does. He's looking for lovers. That's what he wants. He's looking for lovers. That's what the true worshiper and who the true worshiper is. Turn on over to Hosea 6:6. Listen how he says it here. If you don't think he's after this, I think you're going to think differently by the end of this sermon. In Hosea 6:6, he's speaking to the remnant Israel, but this is the same thing that he's saying to the remnant today. And there's a little remnant today. Praise God. Believe we're here, part of it. That little remnant, praise the Lord, that he's going to take up. Amen? And it says, therefore, I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. And that word mercy, it can also translate right there. He desired loving kindness. See, he doesn't want our natural reactions. He doesn't want our responses to the word of God. He wants the spirit strumming upon the heart of the beloved wife that is ready for the Lamb who is in love. That's what he wants. Amen. And oh my, that love, it will cause you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh yes, it will. Now, what the Lord is looking for, I believe he wants sincerity, and I think he wants honesty. And I mean that. I find that sincerity and honesty when the Spirit, through the Apostle Paul in Romans 7, he said, the good that I would, I don't do it. But the evil that I would not, that I do. You know, he really wanted that. He wanted the good to come forth. He didn't want to do the evil. who could cause a heart to have that cry to God. A tender one. Not one that was flatlined. Not one that thought that, well, I don't need that much grace, I'm okay. This is the sweet Apostle Paul. The Lord had to take him on a little bit more. By the end of that chapter, you know, he's praising God that he says, oh, with the law, with my mind I serve the law, and with the flesh I serve sin. He finally realized the two natures. It was the greatest victory of any Christian there will ever be when you really understand you're brand new. You're perfect. You're free. And there's a reason, praise God, a precious reason. You got two natures. You know you got a need for Jesus. And it's beautiful. And it's lovely. And you want a heart that's tender that the Lord can work with. Not a heart that's cold, that goes around judging everybody else because they're not as good as you or they don't do it like you. But the one that comes into the Lord and says, Jesus, I need you. I heard you and I'm listening to you. And I can't do it. The sacrifice can't do it. The burnt offering can't do it. Turn on over to Psalm. Here's what does it. This is what you want. This is what I'm surrounded with. Read about yourself in Psalm 51, verses 16 and 17. And then you can really thank the Lord. I like to talk about you. I like to thank the Lord for you. For thou desirest not sacrifice. Else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken heart. A contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Oh, I adore what he has not despised. And he hasn't despised you at all. And I thank God. See, that's what we come to him every time with. We come, that's called an alabaster box, by the way. See, you break that over the Lord, and I'm telling you what, he's gone. He's so just committed and immersed to you. He doesn't even know what's going on around him until somebody just really starts to try to interrupt it. How could you have that contrite heart like that, Mary? How could you be so broken before the Lord? You need to get up here and start doing. You've got to get your life right. You've got to. And Jesus said, stop. 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 You're encumbered, Martha. You're encumbered. You're so burdened down with cares that do not matter. Leave her alone. She loves me. She's got the best. She's got my heart. We're in another place. We want you to join us, honey. But if that's going to be you, you stop. Now, have you come to the place that, Lord, I can't, but you can. Lord, I won't, but you will. Brothers and sisters, just give God thanks that you have a heart like that. Just thank him, really thank him. Thank him that you got grace, that you know grace, that you love grace. That you praise him for his grace. That we trust him to perform every bit of it. And that we know in our life, no matter what we're facing, grace will always make it right. It always will come out right. Doesn't matter how it looks, how helpless, hopeless. Go after grace. Amen. He loves you. He can't deny himself. All of those promises, honeys, they're yours. You don't get them because you merited them. You're not living them because you're good. They're alive in you because you believe. Amen. And we trust him, don't we? We love him because he's such a lover of our soul, our life, everything about us. And he's patient, he's long-suffering, he's kind, and he's merciful. And see, I want that mercy, I want more of it. But one of the things that he pours out mercy to, them that are merciful. I'm so thankful he's causing me to love you more and more all the time. I appreciate you. I appreciate the fight that we don't grow weary. That we're still here. Sometimes we get dinged. Sometimes we hear something that we don't like. We have things that pull at us. Lots of things that come at us. And sometimes we wish our brother or our sister in the Lord would be different. But man, that love comes in and we're here. We still came out to worship today. I didn't miss this today. I got to come and feast with you. Now, I hear him, how about you? And I'm listening to him. Because I got a broken heart. Don't feel bad for me. I don't want you to feel bad. I'm rich. And I want you to have a broken heart too. I want you to have that broken and contrite spirit too. He just loves us, honeys. He just loves us. And he's not going to let us break. He's not going to let us burn out. I know I fizzled out at least 5 times on this trip. But I'm burning. There was a flicker, Mary. Flickered and flickered and then poof. I just want to be locked in. Locked into nothing but grace and mercy with you. Amen. I tell you, I know we've won, but we can also say we're going to win. Brothers, come on down. We're going to take communion together. I love you, honeys. It's all in Jesus' name. I know he's already given it to you. I thank the Lord today that we've come in together to sup with him. Love him so. He's a marvelous God. Won't be long. We'll be maybe even this afternoon taking it with him. What you think, huh? Brian, do you know you're going to be bringing in the best wine, son? Best wine. He's been kissing you with the kisses of his mouth. Someday you're going to kiss him with the best wine. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him. We're going to fly away. Lord's encouraged me to pray this morning. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. And oh, you that are faithful and true. Lord, thank you for the Spirit strumming on our heart this morning. Lord, we're just quickened a little bit more in step. Lord God, you've caused us to eat. Now you said arise. Now we're going to go take another little walk. And we're walking by faith. And you put a song in our heart, Lord God. We believe you. We know all your promises. They're just good. They're done. and they're backed by your blood. Lord, thank you again for that. You've assured us because of the finished work you did for us. Lord, help us to be those pleasing, mature sons. That, Lord, we stand as the pillars in the house of the Lord. We don't get moved because we're standing on the rock that is higher than us. Doesn't matter what wind comes, the roots of that tree are down deep. Lord, how you've watered us, how you've fed us, how you've kept us for you. And here we are coming to take communion. Lord, thank you again for the body and the blood you so freely gave. Lord, giving your life for us, giving all your love to us. And Lord, as you said, and someday again with you. Father, we do ask you in Jesus' name, may the partaking of that cup with him be today. Even so come. Even so come. In Jesus' name. Amen.